Little Egret. Change can be daunting, though new things are often exciting. New arrivals can be welcome, adding much to the habitats where they settle in, depending on their relationship to the past and to the future. I am, of course, talking about the arrival of new species, whether plant or animal, whether introduced by human hands or self-directed range expansions. I remember well when I was about 19, hiking across a secluded valley on the north coast, when my friend and I spotted something highly unusual. It was a big white bird with a long neck, standing on long legs in a shallow pool of watery wetland. We sat and watched from a distance and wondered about the possibility of it being a young albino heron. Baffled by the novelty of this new and unfamiliar animal. That evening back at home, we figured out that what we had seen was an egret, a bird that at that time was most definitely not something seen in Ireland. So we returned 2 days later to check if it was still there. And not only was the egret still elegantly occupying the marshy pools of this little coastal valley, but so were a crowd of about 40 twitchers, all equipped with long lenses and tripods, earnestly clicking camera shutters, clearly intrigued with the presence of such an exotic bird. Meanwhile, the little egret just carried on with its day, slowly strolling through the shallows, casually eyeing up little fish in the water, perfectly at home and seemingly oblivious to the commotion it was causing by simply being here. That was 28 years ago, and since then, little egrets have taken up residence in almost every coastal county of Ireland. We had accidentally encountered what may have been one of the first egrets to settle here in over a century. Little egrets are tall and poised like a heron, to which they are closely related. Though little egrets are a little smaller, and all their feathers are entirely white. During the breeding season, which is now, little egrets develop especially elegant decorative feathers, including ribbon-like plumes draping from the back of their head, and long, sweeping chest and back plumes, which when super fluffed up, look like the most elaborate of tutus. These effortless biological enhancements give them a seasonal appeal to prospective partners, just when mating begins in earnest. Right now, each pair of egrets is keeping close to their nest, a loose platform of sticks. Both parents incubate the eggs through the month of May and share the feeding duties too. Nests are always close to places where parents can find food easily, in marshes and alongside rivers, wetlands and estuaries. There they move about gracefully on their long, thin legs, stalking through shallow waters, watching for small fish to eat. Minnows are their mainstay. Though egrets will eat just about any small creature they can catch in the marshes, lagoons and estuaries where they live. Insects, froglets, tiny crabs and whatever else is small enough to swallow. For these elegant egrets are fond of swallowing their prey whole. Sometimes they can be seen splashing about in the shallow water, stirring up benthic mud with their bright yellow feet, in order to then snatch up any creatures that scuttle or swim from the disturbance. I had assumed that egrets were completely new arrivals to these shores. It is often told that their range has been expanding northwards because of climate change. But little egrets were, in fact, once common along Irish coastlines and all around Britain too. Right through to medieval times, these elegant white beings were part of Irish ecosystems. But being easy to see, with all white feathers, and easy to shoot, mooching around in shallow water as they do, very many egrets were hunted and shot. Standing out with their all-white feathers and being so easy to see, they are also easy to shoot. Mooching around in shallow waters as they do, very many egrets were hunted and shot. Accounts of late medieval banquets feature plentiful egrets on their menus. Egrets' pure white feathers became somewhat of a liability for another reason too. Humans coveting their beauty. People decided that wearing egret feathers in one's hat was the height of fashion, and thus hunting pressure on egrets intensified. Records detail the millions of egrets that were traded each year in London markets. Unsurprisingly, the population of little egrets in Britain and Ireland fell to dangerously low levels by the end of the 1800s, and then there were no more egrets here. They managed to hold on in pockets of southern Europe, especially the big coastal lagoons of Italy, France, and Spain. Then, as a result of conservation efforts in the 1980s, egrets began to recover in number, and their population in Europe began to bounce back. In 1996, 100 pairs settled on the south coast of England, and in 1997 they found their way back to Irish shores and began to breed again. So the little egrets we see today are the descendants of centuries of persecution. Not only did they manage to survive, but now they are adapting well to climate change, being quite content with the warmer winters. Their ability to fly, their fondness for space and freedom, and their innovative approach to eating whatever aquatic creatures are available is a lucky combination of characteristics. And luckily for us, we can now watch in wonder at their elegance and grace as they bear no grudges against us, yet enrich our estuaries with their presence.